Krishna Book, Canto 1, Krishna Appears. Chapter 4, Scene 2, Kamsa's Act of Contrition. After hearing the words of Durga Mata, Kamsa became very much overwhelmed with fear. Out of pity, he immediately released Vasudeva and Devaki from the bondage of their shackles and very politely began to address them. My dear sister and brother-in-law, I have acted just like a demon in killing my own nephews. I have given up all consideration of our intimate relationship. I do not know what will be the result of these acts of mine. Probably, I shall be sent to the hell where killers of brahmanas go. I am surprised, however, that the celestial prophecy did not come true. It seems false propaganda is not found only in human society. Now it appears that even the celestial denizens speak lies. Simply because I believed in the words of the celestial denizens, I have committed so many sins by killing the children of my sister. My dear Vasudeva and Devaki, you are both very great souls, so I have nothing to instruct you. But still, I request that you not be sorry for the death of your children. After all, every one of us is under the control of superior power, and that superior power does not allow us to remain together. We are bound to be separated from our friends and relatives in due course of time. But we must know for certain that even after the disappearance of the different material bodies, the soul remains intact eternally. For example, there are many pots made of earthly clay, and they are prepared and also broken. But in spite of this, the earth remains as it is perpetually. Similarly, the bodies of the soul under different conditions are made and destroyed, but the spirit soul remains eternally. So, there is nothing to lament over. Everyone should understand that this material body is different from the spirit soul. And so long as one does not come to that understanding, then he or she is sure to accept the process of transmigration from one body to another. My dear sister Devaki, you are so gentle and kind. Please excuse me. Do not be aggrieved by the death of your children, which I have caused. Actually, this was not done by me because all these are predestined activities. One has to act according to the predestined plan, even unwillingly. People misunderstand that with the end of the body, the self dies, or they think that one can kill another living entity. All these misconceptions oblige one to accept the conditions of material existence. In other words, as long as one is not firmly convinced of the eternality of the soul, then one is subjected to the tribulation of being killer or the killed. My dear sister Devaki and brother-in-law Vasudeva, kindly excuse the atrocities I have committed against you. I am very poor-hearted, and you are so great-hearted. So take compassion upon me and excuse me. And while Kamsa was speaking to his brother-in-law and sister, tears flowed from his eyes, and he fell down at their feet. Believing the words of Durga Devi, whom he had tried to kill, Kamsa immediately released his brother-in-law and sister. He personally unlocked the iron shackles and very sympathetically showed his friendship just like a family member. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.